Okay, good evening, everybody. I'm going to call to order the meeting of the Story County Board of Supervisors, meeting of Drainage District Trustees. It's October 29th, 2019, and about 6:09 p.m. So, I'll introduce myself first. I'm Linda Merkin. I'm Chair of the Board of Supervisors. And would you like to introduce yourself?
Laura Olson, another supervisor.
Lisa Hedden.
Okay, we also have Kent Rohde and Tyler Conley from Bolden & Mink Engineering Firm, and Scott Wall, our drainage clerk, and Ethan Anderson, assistant county attorney, and Darren Moon, our county engineer here. So it looks like we've got several folks here. Didn't need the extra chairs, it looks like, but it was good to have them just in case. We weren't sure how many people would be here tonight. What we're going to start by doing is presenting a brief history of the Grant 5 project, and that's what we're here to talk about tonight. First, as I think all of you, I'm going to tell you some things you probably already know, and then Mr. Rohde and Mr. Conley are going to give you the specifics. I think you understand we county supervisors are acting as drainage district trustees for Grant 5 because the district has not elected its own trustees. That's similar to most of the drainage districts in the state of Iowa, and I think all of them throughout Story County. The code does still allow landowners in the drainage district to elect their own trustees should they so choose, and you're free to do that anytime that you would want to. In the meantime, we're your drainage district trustees by code. The current exploration of issues of Grant 5 began, as far as I can tell, in August of 2015 when an informal request was made to look at the drainage issues in the area in Grant 5 and to the north, I believe, also in the west. A formal petition was given to the drainage district trustees in March of 2016. And by my count, the drainage district trustees have met over 10 times, specifically on Grant 5. We've received reports and updates from our drainage engineer, and we have taken input from members of the public who've come to various meetings and had their engineer take that input into account and amend his report to include some things, and that's been amended several times. And since the idea of annexing additional land into Grant 5 arose, we have sent notices to all the landowners in that proposed annexation area of all of our meetings. And we have taken input from folks who are in the proposed area as well as in the current Grant 5 landowners. So the composition of our board has changed quite a bit, actually, since this review began. In fact, there are no supervisors on the board who were on the board when the review began. But we do have some very thorough minutes, which we've already all reviewed, and we've all sat through some drainage district meetings. Supervisor Olson has been here for the last two. 2 years before this, so she sat through several of them, and we have comprehensive reports from our engineers, so we have a complete record of what's happened so far to refer to. One other thing I'd like to say, and it's just because it's something that did come up, just to remind everybody that the supervisors acting as drainage district trustees cannot create a new drainage district. Landowners need to do that on their own, and there's a process in the code, probably requires an attorney, I think requires posting a bond. So it's not a simple process, it's a legal process to create a new district. So if anybody's thinking there should just be a separate district, that's not within the purview of the drainage district trustees to make that happen. So that's kind of a summary of what I've seen for the last couple years, or you know, more than a couple now. I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Rohde and Mr. Conley, and they will give us a brief history of the Grant 5 project from the standpoint of the work that they have done for us as our engineers.
Thanks, Linda.
Sure.
Again, my name is Kent Rohde with Bolton & Mink, appointed by the Board of Supervisors as trustees to prepare some reports and amend those reports and provide an addendum to the reports throughout this process. As Linda mentioned, this has been going on for some time. It all started the formal meetings. Anyhow, it was an informational meeting in March of 2016. Shortly after that, and from that informational meeting, a petition was filed by Black Dirt Farms, landowner in the district, for an improvement and annexation. excuse me, in January of 2017, we filed an engineer's report dealing with and addressing the watershed of DD Drainage District Number 5, what lands were included in that, and discussed that at a hearing on the following March of 2017. From discussions at that hearing, there was additional items that wanted to be investigated. One included the Lincoln Way culvert was determined to be undersized, so we studied that. They also wanted to look at a two main tile system. The landowners in that upper watershed area where we were examining pointed out that they believed water flowed another direction. So we investigated that. There was also another thought that we should look into water quality issues and what could be done to improve the water quality of the drainage district area. So in February of following year of 2018, we filed an addendum to our engineer's report that addressed those, primarily those three items, and discussed those in a short addendum. It was decided at the hearing on that amended engineer's report that the trustees thought that that should be, they wanted more time to consider these items, and they wanted that put together in one single report rather than have the main report and the addendum. They wanted it in all in one report, and they wanted it further refined to provide more details on the second or west main tile. So we, as we were doing that, we also sent wetland letters, a letter to landowners to inform everyone within the existing and annexed area to request a certified wetland due to the potential for an improvement project that may impact those wetlands. We have received some, not a lot, responses to that. On November of 2018, we filed a second amendment to the engineer's report. Remember, that included all the addendums from before and in one final report. That hearing was on December 11th of 2018. Now, that's an important date because that is the last hearing on the proposed improvement. And at that hearing, after very much a lot of discussion, we were directed as the engineer to move forward with plans and specifications for a west main tile, to move forward with annexation as well as reclassification. Keep in mind that all landowners within the existing as well as proposed annex area were notified. On August of this year, 2019, we filed those final plans and specifications with the trustees. The trustees approved those plans and specifications and set a date for bid letting and consideration of bids. Notices were made and published, and on September 10th of 2019, as directed by the board, as a trustee, we filed an annexation report. And here just Thursday of last week, on October 24th, was the bid opening and the bid letting for the work. We received some very good bids, a lot of bids, a lot of interest, 8 contractors, and we'll discuss that here later. So that brings us to tonight, the public hearing on the annexation report and award of contract. After tonight, if upon award and approval of contracts, the construction can begin. Construction is a deadline of December 1st of next year, 2020. That gives the contractor a lot of flexibility in when they can start so they can fit it into their schedule. and possibly give better bids, and I think that that proven to be true. After the project, there's a complete another hearing, like a completion hearing on the work, and it is a published notice to everyone in the district, but only an individual notice to only those people on whose land the work was performed. And that gives those people an opportunity to provide damages that will that occurred to their property due to the construction, such as lost crops, reseeding that is necessary, fences that may need to be repaired, and the like. We, as the engineer, provide some estimates to that. We provide an area, we measure an area, estimate crop prices, yields for that area, and then as a starting point, and then that can be adjusted by the board at that hearing, or as objected to by the landowners at that time. From there then, after the work is completed, a reclassification report is made by three commissioners. That's where the assessment is amount is determined for each landowner based on the benefit that you receive. And a hearing will be held on that as well. And that would complete the project.
Okay. The next thing that we have is to gather input on a proposed annexation from drainage district landowners. And
annexation report.
Oh, I'm sorry. Present the annexation report. Kent?
Sorry for the video. This would have been somewhat helpful, but I'm sure a lot of you have seen our report and our plat. It includes a short narrative on annexation. It also includes a list of the parcels that lie within a watershed boundary of the district. Includes their name, their parcel ID, as well as their legal description and their benefited acres for each parcel. We also included a plat of survey of the area showing the landowners, each parcel, all of the landowners, the watershed of the district, the proposed and existing facilities, and the existing assessment, the current assessment boundary. We also have a map of the district that shows flow paths that we use in determining the watershed. We didn't include it in our report because it's a lot of busy line work. It's a computer model created by a program called HydroFlow. As you can see, it shows where a drop of water would flow to if dropped on any parcel of land. The watershed boundary is important in that it is a boundary on where water flows to a certain point within the district. It also is the boundary that the extent of which landowners wouldn't likely be able to bring in tile or go outside of that, they would have to tile to the current facilities in the district due to elevation and topography. Landowners in the district materially benefit, and to be annexed, all materially benefit from the work and the facilities because that there's surface and subsurface drainage discharges to these tile facilities. Everybody knows that the value of tiles. I think it's been well documented by Iowa State University that it increases yields on properties. It also, therefore, would increase your land value by increasing your rents and if you're a tenant or the crops value themselves if you're a tenant. It also as well as provides drainage for roadways. Without roadways, they tiles would without tiles, roadways would typically flood in areas. Undersized tiles would flood, cause flooding, and as well as commercial industrial areas also benefit by providing an area for their tiles, sump pumps, roof drains to drain into. There's a lot of benefits to drainage that I don't know that I can itemize all here tonight. It is proposed that 2,303.8 acres of benefited lands be annexed into Drainage District Number 5. Annexation of the parcels as recommended above is considered to be feasible, expedient, and for the public good. It is therefore that the Board of it is recommended that the Board of Supervisors, acting as the trustees for Drainage District Number 5, take the appropriate steps to accomplish the annexation.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm going to go on then to item 3.
May we ask a question?
Do you want any questions first from the Drainage District trustees and then go to input?
We can do that. Could, well, yeah, what he said is fresh. You showed a map there that contained additional information that wasn't in at least the information, the written information. So was that map available to people if they asked for it?
If they asked, absolutely. It's one we don't typically include because, as you can tell, it's very busy. And the eyes kind of glaze over.
And then my second question comes somewhat to process here. For in your narrative, you talk about you used various plans, plats, topographical maps, LIDAR elevation data, and USDA soil survey maps, correct? Okay, and you investigated in regard to relation, elevation, and condition of drainage, correct?
Yes.
And is that the typical way that you would assess?
Absolutely. We rely heavily on the LIDAR data specifically, but we also look at all the other information that you mentioned to help assist in that watershed boundary determination.
Okay. Thank you. I'm done.
Do you have any questions?
No. Thank you.
Okay. So now we'll go to number 3, which is to gather input on the proposed annexation from Drainage District landowners. And I'm going to try to keep us moving here because we have several people, and I'm assuming that a lot of you will want to talk. I would like to limit it to 2 minutes. And I would suggest that what we can do is we have a podium over there. If I have two people who already said they would like to talk, I'll call them first. And then after they've talked, I'll see if there's anybody else who wants to. I would ask you to give your name and your address and whether you live in the proposed annexation area or the current Grant 5 area, or if you're representing somebody, and if so, who that is and where they live, and then just to briefly state your objection or your concern or your thoughts about the matter. But I would like you to keep it to 2 minutes if possible. I know that's not a lot of time. If we've gone through and nobody else has any questions and you want to say something again, I'll call in somebody a second time, but I'd like to get through all the people who want to talk first. So I will start with Eric Eady from Ames, and if you could introduce yourself and explain who you're representing, because I can get you representing somebody.
Thank you, Chairman Martin. I'm Eric Gady. I'm an attorney in Ames with the Lancaster Law Firm. I'm representing Martha Clifford, who is here today in the blue-green sweater, the landowner in the annexation area. I'm also representing Elwell Reuter LLC. It's another landowner in the district. As you know, I visited with the board before about this case. I've done a lot of drainage for a few years. I came from an area where drainage was pretty important. For an aspect of representing supervisors. So I'm sympathetic, particularly to the fact that you guys have kind of inherited a little bit of the project here. And frankly, I don't need to say much because I went out and I visited with the landowners in the West Annexation District, and I think I'm at almost at 2,000 acres opposed to the annexation of the project. And if that isn't enough to stimulate the board to dismiss both these, I don't know what else I can do. I wasn't soliciting them. I just simply asked, how do you feel, representing Martha Clifford, how do you feel? Most of them, quite surprisingly, had very little knowledge of what was really going on and the annexation aspect of it. I was really surprised because several of them were big farmers in there. And I can tell you that the drainage code works very, very well. You just have to follow it. And from a supervisor standpoint, you should not be forcing this project down these guys' throats. I mean, if I've got 2,000 acres that are opposed to it, your job as trustee, it's not your land. You don't have to drain it. And if these people are coming to you now, after learning a little bit about the project, and they are telling you we're not interested in this project, I think it'd really be a mistake for you to go forward with it. I learned before the meeting, Mr. Roy was telling me that he doesn't think I get the right to remonstrate on this. And that's just stunning to me, because I can tell you under the code that if you have an improvement project in a district, you do have the right to vote on it at some point. And he told me that we had to vote in December of last year when we weren't even in the district, okay? That cannot be correct. I can tell you that people don't have to remonstrate on project if they're not even in the district. And that's the effect of what you not observing these petitions as a file have remonstrated. I can say on the annexation report, it's not adequate. You can read the code. The whole idea of the annexation report is you're supposed to be able to determine how my land, it's just like annexation in the city and anything else, how my land is materially benefited from the existing district. And the whole problem with this case is that it was backwards.
Looks like we've got a 2-minute warning here.
Okay,
we'll give you another minute.
So that was the problem. The big problem with this is that the project was done before the annexation. I guess with the idea that we'll slip this in, they don't get a vote for it. If land should be annexed, it should be annexed. That's fine. It's inconceivable that you're going to have 2,000 acres to get annexed. And if you look at the West Nile area, again, I think the objectors probably approach 80-85% of the acres in there that are opposed to the annexation. And I don't know what, again, I don't think your job as supervisors is to vote with the landowners who know the drainage and know what they want. Thank you.
May we take time for questions at this point from the presenter? Or?
Oh, yes, you got it.
I mean, well, okay. I'm asking my chair if you
know.
Okay.
Okay, but let's keep it short.
Sure. Okay.
And answers as well.
All right. I'm interested in what you said your job is supervisors, okay? But we're sitting here as drainage district trustees. And we have had several input at previous meetings that have been very adamant by landowners who in the existing grant 5 say our job by law is to represent them. Why did you even bring up we're supervisors?
Well, as supervisor, as trustee, and I wasn't trying to say too. And if you want to know what your job was on that, if you read the report, you got to clean that ditch up. Right now, you guys are so vulnerable because that you do have to do that.
But I appreciate it.
When I say supervisors, it's as trustee.
Yeah, because you could interpret that as a little bit of a threat.
Let me just say that I believe that the reason we're looking at this is because somebody brought it to us as an issue. We didn't develop it out of, full cloth. I mean, this was somebody came to a meeting and said, there's a problem here, look at this. And we felt that was our responsibility because somebody brought the problem to the board at that time. So this isn't supervisors just concocting an idea.
No, I don't mean to be
okay. Just wanted to make sure that everybody understood that.
Bring that to you. How do you get from that to a $2 million tile project that 90% of people don't want? That's the problem.
And to determine what people want is one of the reasons that we're doing that.
Exactly. Okay. That's why we filed it.
Okay. That was my only question, was the differentiation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just trust me.
No, I didn't
have a
question.
Okay, thank you. Next, we have Gerald Johnson.
Good
Well, my farm is a small farm, 36 acres total, between the Kettleson Greenway Marsh and Ames City Limits, which would have been the north boundary of the mall. And I bought it to build a house there, and I have built the house. But I didn't think a mall made a good neighbor. I'm on the downstream, near the downstream end of a mutual tile. It's only 18 inches in diameter, and it was installed in 1907. And drains either 160 or 1600 acres to my north. It's way overloaded. And it backs up the radials and makes wet spots from the... In fact, when I was raising hay in the low ground, it would actually make a street the size of 22 feet wide by the 500 feet long of damp. So it was a perforated tile, apparently. And I bought the land in 89, and something like about 20 years ago, I asked NRCS about, hey, can I improve that tile? And they said no, because it's pre-drained wetland. Now, there was a proposal in World War II or 1947, went to court, and was caused by somebody up north in what is now in District 5. They added drainage. They diverted the drainage that was down this mutual tile. They diverted it going east, which is a proposal for District 5. And it was not approved.
Mr. Johnson, could you focus on the annexation? Could you focus on the annexation, what your position is regarding the annexation?
I'd rather not be annexed because I'm at the edge of the property, edge of the area. Okay. I like the idea of a lot of the water that's in that mutual tile being diverted to the east to reduce its effect on my property. I don't like the idea of the 2,000 acres being charged for a $2 million project. That's more than the ground and land will produce in 4 or 5 years of corn crop.
Okay.
1,000 per acre. And on my land, about 5 acres on my west end by the interstate is leased to the county conservation board for 99 years for the taxes. And that's not a productive land for crop, and it's also not productive for cash because the county assessment board took that land off the tax rolls, saying, hey, it doesn't make sense to move money from one pocket to another pocket.
But you realize that if you're not in a drainage district, the district can't do a project.
Oh, but they can do a project up to this, upstream to me.
Upstream to you.
Okay. And the map that I have shows a new tile going down the road edge of my property. And that's just a real problem because there's a gas line in the road ditch, there's a water line and a gasoline in the first 10 feet of the field, and then there's one going a little bit diagonally, the gas line for the Ames power plant. And it's they put it in by boring, and it would save me a whole lot of crop damage, and it's about 10, 12 feet down. The other two are about 6 water lines, and the other tile on the edge of the field are about 6 feet down, and when they put the gas line in, They worked it in a wet April, and they used a tractor to pack the dirt. And it packed so hard, my plow would not plow it. It rejected the plow.
Okay. Thank you.
I prefer to not be involved in the pavement and much more tile work other than maybe improving that visual tile.
I do have a question for Mr. Jim. Just so I understand, you are getting other water from other people's land right now, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Where is that going? Is it staying on your land, and or is it going to other people's land after it's on your land?
It goes through the property south of me and crosses 13th Street, and south of 13th Street, it used to be run all the way down to a creek, and it actually has extracted itself.
So it's going through Grant 5, correct?
No. That's way better than Grant 5.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to be clear about where water flow from your perspective.
One of the old nine tile guys at NRCS said it shoots like a cannon down there. And it needs to be larger south of me and at me.
All right, thank you. I just wanted to. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
To keep it from backing up the lateral. And it backs up the lateral worse than that next property south of it. Okay.
Are there other people who would like to speak?
I would like to ask for some clarification.
Just state your name and address and where you live in the district.
I'm Merlin Font from 1424 Kellogg Avenue. I don't think I live in the district.
No, you don't.
But I would like to have a better idea of where this district is. Kind of figure out the map over there, and I kind of figure out it's turned on its side. Could you give me a brief description of what is currently in the district and what would be in the district after this annexation and how close it gets to the land?
Can you answer that question?
Yeah, I guess this is the best map, or the biggest map that we have showing that at this time. This is an older one, but it sits like this. Interstate 35 is here. Okay. 13th Street is here.
So is the area in red in currently in the district? The
area in red would be a proposed annexation.
That's the proposed annexation.
Yes.
What is the existing?
The existing would be everything inside the black line.
Okay, thank you.
Clear it up.
Helps. Thank you.
Eric?
Chairman Mark, can I just a couple additional comments?
Let me see if there are other people who want to talk first.
Sure.
Is there anybody else who wants to address this? Mike.
Thank you. My name is Mike Metz. I currently live at 20267 588th Avenue in Section 29 Milford, and I am in the area of proposed annexations. My wife and I own 40 acres, and currently I don't see that this has any benefit to me. I, in fact, benefit the drainage district, proposed or otherwise, because I have my ground in native prairie in wetland, so I am sequestering carbon, I'm providing filtration for water, I also have a control device on my wetland so that I can slowly release the water, the prairie actually acts as a sponge, so it's slow release of any precipitation that enters our area. I have an educational easement with Story County Conservation for the purpose of any of their youth coming out to use the prairie and the wetlands for summer camps. And I have been in conversation with Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation and have also visited with Story County Conservation Board and the possibility of having a conservation easement at some point. So I can only see that annexing me, there's no benefit. I provide benefit to the not only the drainage district, but the productivity, because since I don't raise commodities, I in effect am out of that, so I'm not competing with other folks who raise commodities, so I keep the price up a little bit. I'll take questions.
Okay. Any questions for Mike?
Thank you.
Thank you
for your long-time relationship with conservation and all of the conservation practices you have put into place.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else who has not? Cindy?
My name is Cindy Hildebrand. I live at 5743 250th Street, which is the named address. The part of the land that I own in the Southern District is in Section 25 of Grant Township, at the very, very bottom of the district. And I should say it's not in the district. It's actually being proposed to be added. It's just a few acres. That land is part of a 72-acre tract that is entirely in prairie. My husband and I took row crop out of production and put it in prairie on our own. It's been that way for about 25 years. And I would say that the county is gaining the benefit from that through the various ways that Mike mentioned, but also because the county, because our seed is kind of special local type prairie seed, the county harvests it, and we're very happy to have it used in that way. My concern, and I have not been able to find an answer so far, is that my land is under a permanent conservation easement. So that even if somebody hit me on the head with a very large rock and I decided I wanted to add tile to that land, I couldn't do it legally, nor can any future owner do it. So I'm wondering if we were annexed into the district and work had to be done that involved our land, I don't know how the financial damage would be determined. And it would also possibly violate the conservation easement that we've got. So I just wanted to point that out because not all land in the district is row crop land, and some of us don't get any direct benefit from the drainage. Thank you.
Mr. Rohde, could you answer Cindy's question?
That typically we assume all landowners will use a facility to its fullest extent. I think your case is maybe one that, since you have a permanent easement, or there's a permanent easement that you cannot tile, and it's in permanent pastures then?
Prairie, yes.
Prairie. But that would be one that could be excluded.
Say that again.
I think that would be one parcel that could be excluded since it's permanently unable to be tiled.
Well,
and,
it,
and it's also at the very lower portion of the district. But because in all other cases we consider that, you know, land changes hands, you may have a parcel in CRP or next year that may go out of that program and somebody else may own the property, things change throughout. In your case, I don't think that would be the case, correct?
That is true, and I appreciate this, and I apologize for not having found out about this earlier. It was a busy call. Thank you.
Thank you. Sir? Roger?
Yes, I'm Rod Drexler. I'm at 5746 210th Street, which is in the grant. it's only an acreage, 2 to 2.5 acres. My farm is a mile north of that, and so I'm representing my son, myself, my wife, and Dennis Smith. And all of that other land is not in the district. It's in the proposed area. We will benefit from a bigger tile that will go through Gerald Place and on down. There's simply not enough capacity to do that at this point. However, we don't think that the annexation will benefit us, the people on the west, on that west extension. We would like to do something, or we would like to do it either privately on our own or form a new district. And I know that forming a new district is troublesome, problematic. However, it's something that we need to address. And at this point, we are opposed to the annexation.
I have a question, Roger.
Yeah.
You stated that you didn't think you would benefit. Do you have a little bit more specifics in your comment as to why you don't think you would benefit?
We would benefit from a larger tile because, like I say, like girls.
Right.
The existing old private tile is only 18 inches, and it covers, it takes a lot of water, and like you said, it comes out of there full force. And it's actually washed out from the railroad north from 200 or 300 feet. And we also don't agree with the engineering plan that drops that water into a washout gully instead of going all the way to the railroad and putting it in the proper
So just so I'm clear, I'm sorry. I asked my question correctly or clearly. I understood you to say that you would benefit from the tile, but then you also said, however, you didn't say you would benefit from annexation. So that's where I'm just trying to be clear on your comment of not benefiting from annexation.
So the west tile is the one that would be proposed for the proposed annexation area. So you're not talking about the west tile.
Yeah, yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
How do we do the west tile if we don't annex? Are you talking about doing a different district, the landowners getting together?
It's a private tile, no.
Right.
It's a private tile.
It's an old private tile, like you said, from 1970.
Okay.
And there have been a lot of new tiles that empties into that. So it's simply overloaded. And we need a bigger tile. That's it. We thought annexation was going to solve that problem, and it will to a certain extent, but it's going to cost us a lot more money to do it this way.
Oh. So you're looking at a way to do it cheaper. Okay.
So I'd like to continue, Roger, if you don't mind here, because you were one of the people who 2 years ago was saying, could we look at doing the annexation, et cetera. Okay. So I'd like to know if you have had further discussions with Mr. Smith, because he was another one who was pushing for looking at this annexation in the west area, about either privately doing it or possibly approaching some of the other landowners that would be there. Do you think you have critical mass, or have you guys gotten that far?
I spoke with Eric Jensen this morning, and he thinks that in the same way. Mm-hmm. He's not so much against the annexation, but the way we're going about it is probably not.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. there anybody else who hasn't spoken already who wants to speak?
Okay.
Can I talk?
Yes.
Upstairs?
Yes, please. Name and address, please.
Okay. I'm Lowell Kingsbury, number 2014-15-587. I think I've got a couple hundred things affected by me. I haven't been to a lot of these meetings because I've been somewhere else in the country, so on the former side. Sorry about that. But when I've got a question, I'm in the meeting that is there a ditch cleaning deal part of this that comes up in life through Ivan Jensen and information, and then it comes into that period?
That's another proposal. That's another part of the engineer's overall study, but we're not addressing that tonight.
Okay, but that could be future.
It could be. It would be a repair.
That is the actual repair that Mr. Eady was discussing earlier also, is that that's the one that has to be done at some point, yeah.
Never mind.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's the repair of the existing District 5 drainage.
Yes.
And some of what comes down my tile would be reflected to that.
So then, would be, you mean, with the west tile one, or is now still deflecting down? Because you said no, you're headed, it's too far west for you. Are you saying under the west tile project, some of it would be deflected down into the Grant 5 main ditch?
Because without adding the west tile, I was really understanding that it would, part of it that comes down the west, the existing tile now would be going down to District 5 drainage system.
Let's have Kent address that,
yeah.
If we might.
The would be a throwing.
I believe that west main, the lower portion of his property, the water in his property would not go into the west main open ditch.
But
if
the east,
the water on your property, as I understand where you're located, would not go into the main open ditch of Grant 5.
That's right, but water that's coming. Is presently coming down through that overloaded tile would be headed through the east ditch.
See, that's what
some of it does. Yeah, there's you're referring to the upper watershed.
Yeah.
Yeah, the parts of the upper watershed water, as we discussed, as I mentioned earlier, goes both ways. It goes to the main open ditch, and the high flows actually go to the west main tile as well.
The reason I'm interested in getting into this minutia here right now is a main principle for me related to this issue is the flow of water that someone, if you will, owns, if you can, that raindrop, okay, when it hits at point A, but then moves on to point B and somebody else uses point B. And owns point B, and all of a sudden point B is having to pay to get rid of not only the raindrops falling on land B, but on land A. I mean, that's the basic premise of drainage district law, right? Is that if water is coming on your land and it doesn't stay on your land, but it moves somewhere else, then there should be some kind of responsibility to help pay for it moving if there's a district. And I am not an attorney, Mr. Eady. I see you shaking your head. So when I say it's a basic premise, that's not an attorney's assessment, okay? That's how I'm sitting here looking at, isn't this really what it comes down to? This movement of water off of one person's land onto another and everybody who's getting that water having a fair share in paying for it. So thanks. So thanks for the details that I asked about where your water was going.
Okay. Is there anybody else who hasn't spoken yet who wants to speak? Okay. In that case, Mr. Eady, you said you had another point or two to make.
Yes, I do. Thank you, Chairman. One question I got for Scott is whether Gerald's verbal objection to the annexation is good enough for you, or do you need him to file some kind of written?
He gave me a...
Oh, you got
a sheet, yes.
A couple of points. One is, I didn't touch on this, but the... I visited the United States Department of Agriculture, probably the largest single landowner in the proposed annexation district. And they're exempt from assessment. I don't know if the supervisors, past trustees, understood that, but that really pushes even more cost on the landowners, and without them being subject to assessment. And I guess the other thing I wanted to see if I could get in the record is I filed remonstrances today, and I know that the gentleman from Golden Maple will keep the tally of those. I just like to know how many acres of the final tally he's got for what I'm calling a remonstrance, which would actually equal the same as the annexation.
I have the total objecting acres as 1,434.97, so approximately 1,435 acres.
And I got it at 1,900, and I'd like to be able to square that record if you want to go through the landowners, because you're must have missed.
Right.
I lived in
the
US.
USDA one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I can show you mine. I got a list of them.
Yeah, I can.
Do you want to go through that tonight? Or?
I'm not sure.
How
long would it take to do that?
It's for me to double check to go off of his list, not long at all. I have them all in alphabetical order.
Okay, why don't you two check that while I see if there's anybody else here who wanted to speak. If not, what we could do is right now we could take a 5-minute break. Let's do that.
Right,
okay.
Those the ones that are circled go in.
7:05
as
we will
convene.
I had a house in my house, I said, I went in. Okay.
Who are you working for, though?
It's me.
Oh, okay. It's yourself. Okay. Yeah. It's a contractor.
It's not a battery backup.
and it takes effect.
The only portion of that is part of the benefits, so it's not all. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But there were some names, let's see.
Everybody, I don't see anybody waiting out in the hall, so I think everybody's back. Who's going to be? So we're going to start our meeting again, reconvene our meeting. And we are down to then item four, to consider approval of annexing additional properties into Grant 5. And I'm not sure what discussion we want to have. As trustees, I think there are a few issues that we do need to talk about. We have received several objections to annexation, and we have received several requests for remonstrance regarding the project. So how do we wish to proceed on those? We have had discussion that have had the suggestion made that if the landowners were to exercise their right of remonstrance, they needed to do it back in December when we made a motion to proceed with annexation. I'm not sure.
I guess a comment on that.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah. Okay. And in general, I have no motion. Okay. So, and I have no motion to make on this particular issue, which would mean that nobody made a motion, it would die, right? My comments about the December 11th and in general is how I felt about this as I tried to look at it from the standpoint of all the people involved. And if I were in Grant 5 and I were getting a lot of water past on my property downhill, as the sir Edie kind of corrected me there, that's the philosophy, all right? I'd be mad, all right? I don't want to pay for a whole lot of money to do work in my district when I'm bringing somebody else's money. But at the same time, I would not be happy if I were one of the proposed people right now to take a look at a huge bill like this when I haven't even had enough time, I feel, from September 10th when the annexation report came, and to look at maps and look at elevations, if I so choose in my own personal civil engineer to do that. So the December 11th date for me is not as worrisome as it was when I stepped off looking for answers a couple of days ago, because I just feel at this point that some things have changed since I personally became involved in this over 2 years ago when I first took a seat on the board. Some of the things that have changed is we had no idea what LL was going to do with that land. And now we understand more work's going to happen, and that's going to have an impact and effect. And then also the Alliance Energy purchase or guarantees of those large blocks of land also, I think, will have some effect on what needs to possibly be done in the rest of the drainage district. And so I respect, like I said, very much former boards of supervisors. This actually started with supervisors, when the board was made up of Supervisor Sanders, Supervisor Flynn, and Supervisor Toots. And then I believe, and then it went with Supervisor Chitty stepped in, and then I came in. So it's not that our staff, it's not that our the engineering firm, well, the two of you, we've been through two different engineers, it's not that you haven't done a wonderful job. And it's not for me that the previous supervisors haven't done the best they could in their role as Grange District Trustees. For me, it's about we're sitting in a different situation now than where we were before. And a $2 million project to be put on the landowners on the west part right now doesn't seem to be as immediate, that for me, as going back and cleaning out that leakage.
Lisa, do you have anything?
Well, I at least have some comments initially.
Sure.
So I'm the newest one on the board, starting in June. But I would say over the last couple months, I've certainly learned a lot and read a lot on drainage districts. I've gone back, especially on District 5 or Grant 5, went back to 2015, reading all the meeting minutes, all the Bolton and Mank reports, read the code section. Certainly not an attorney on the code section, and I thought maybe my previous career lended me a little bit of better understanding on some of the code, particular areas, but I will have to say I did more human services than drainage district. So I've certainly read through, highlighted, I guess a little bit of my confusion is just some of the processing that's gone on in that, again, going back to reading the minutes of this being brought to that board at that particular time, wanting the drainage district addressed or something fixed there, and yet now we have a number of the same people that through some of the letters we were receiving in today are now against the district. And not having been a part here since 2015, it's trying to figure out what has all occurred in those past 3-4 years. So that's my bit of confusion. I guess I'd say it's just, you know, I wish I could garner even a little bit more information in regards to what the change was there, which seemed more, almost more immediate back then and not so much at this particular time. Knowing that whenever you're looking at engineering costs or material costs, the further you delay something, your costs are going to increase. And that if the trustees here decide not to do anything, just knowing that if it is brought back for us again to review, we would also be looking at potentially higher costs at that particular time, because there may be more damage or other situations that will have to be addressed at that particular time as well. So I'm a little conflicted on that, I will have to be honest on. But I do recognize all the letters that have come in the last few days. And certainly that has some heavy weight.
So you don't have a motion to make?
Not right at the moment.
Okay. I would point out that the first speaker started out saying that our job as drainage district trustees is to do basically what the district wants done, that we need to take the input from the district and look at that rather than just come up with something. And that's what I think the drainage district trustees did. Started out in 2015, somebody came to them and said, there's problems here, you need to look into it. As discussion went on and as there were meetings and people came, more things came up, we said we need to give that to the engineer. And we did that, and the engineer, you know, took all the new information and the new wants, needs, concerns that people had and amended the report a few times, and it became a rather large project because of that. Now what we're hearing, I think, right now, and I don't know if we're hearing from the same people, new people, people who have changed their minds, but what we're sitting here right now hearing is that of the 50 landowners in the area, 29 of them have filed objections, and that's 58% of the landowners and 74% of the land. If we were looking at a remonstrance situation, that would exceed the limits or the minimum of what you'd need for a remonstrance. However, if we don't have a motion and we don't have an annexation, we don't have a project. So I don't think the numbers matter in a legal sense, but I think the numbers matter in the sense of what we're being told. So that's why I asked that they be tallied. So I've heard tonight somebody saying we think some water has to be moved, but we're going to go try to do that ourselves and figure out the way to do that. And the drainage, since you're outside of the drainage district, there's nothing that, you know, the district, the Grant 5 or the drainage district trustees can do to help that. That's up to you. So maybe that's the right solution for that area. But I guess in my mind, I hear very much what Lisa's saying, that, you know, if we come back later and say, no, I guess we do want to do that, you know, costs go up. You know, we had a $1.3 million bid. The engineer's estimate was 1.5, so we got a very good bid on this project. We have to realize that. Don't know that we would have that again. So I guess that's what I've got to say. And Mr. Rohde, do you have any final words that you want to say to us about this?
Yeah, just that, again, I think the December 11th meeting of 2018 was the day where the final decision was made. We're going forward, we're spending all this additional money to design, fully design the final plans and specs for a project that the landowners wanted at that time. At what point, how long into a project can you kill a project?
I tried to ask that, as you remember. I didn't quite remember.
How long are you going to allow landowners to change their minds?
Well, sir, I think you see how this board decided that we didn't really allow the landowners to change their minds so much as we trustees, I believe, have made a decision that what may have prompted the original Grant 5 landowners at the time to come and seek solutions. That, because they're going to have to pay this bill, and by the way, it's a $192,000 bill to that we paid related to the engineering costs on this.
The annexation area won't pay that.
Correct. You know what? But the thing, Mr. Rohde, is that we still are the trustees, and we are entrusted with doing what we think is the best for the district. And until we...
I fully agree.
Yeah.
May I point out that we're dealing with the annexation right now, but this report has other issues in it. There are other issues in Grant 5 that we need to deal with. We need to deal with the repair of a ditch that needs to be cleaned out. We need to talk about what we do north of there that gets water into that ditch. We need to talk about what happens, you know, in some other areas. This is only one part of that total report. And we'll still be talking, even if we do not annex this area, we're still going to be talking about the rest of Grant 5.
Upper watershed, I think, still needs to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a shame to throw away a design that was spent a lot of time and effort on and not be used.
And we appreciate, and we're not discounting the work you did.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't,
taking too much of a personal.
Probably. No. And see, we could do this the same way, because quite frankly, the supervisors, the drainage district trustees, have also put a lot of work in on this. You know, I counted 10 meetings of substance, and then another 3 or 4 meetings of doing some small steps. That's okay. That's part of our job. We're just all doing our job here tonight. So I think there's a lot in there. I understand what you're saying. You know, you came up with that idea. You were convinced that was the right way to go there.
The landowners that wanted to go there, and now they're saying they want to not pay for it.
Well, some I'm hearing different things. I'm hearing some of... We think we can do that cheaper privately. We'll have to see. I hear some, I don't think it's necessary for my land. I see a benefit for my land. And I can see where a couple folks who have some prairie and are already, you know, soaking up a lot of water with 10-foot deep prairie roots, you know, I would agree with that. You know, there's various things. I'm hearing a lot of different things, but to me they're all kind of going in one direction, which is we're not ready for this. So, and I understand that there's some people who came to us and asked us to look at this, that if we don't annex, we'll not pay any of those costs of the study. That's sometimes life isn't totally fair, right? Or you could say that's not fair, but I don't know. I think we're hearing the folks, you know, who are here tonight and who sent us petitions or objections, and that's probably our job to do right now. So. Anything else? We have other things on the agenda. I'm not sure how pertinent they are right now. The farmed wetland resolution is something that we might use some other time in a drainage district, but it was put on the agenda tonight because there was at least one person who that might have been an issue for in the part that was to be annexed. So I'm not sure if we need to do that tonight unless anybody wants to talk about it. Presenting the bids is now not an issue we need to deal with. And is there anything else? I can say one more time. Is there a motion?
No.
No, I didn't have a motion. Okay. So unless somebody says no, we do need to deal with any of these other agenda items. Mr. Anderson, do you see a need to deal with any of them?
No, not at this time. I think some direction from the engineer on what to do with the bid letting, but there's no award and no contract. So whatever you think can be done with that would be nothing.
Nothing.
You would notify.
We would notify the contract.
Thank you.
I would not our next step be, and it does not have to be tonight, but at a future drainage district meeting, we will need to then decide what instructions we want to give related to the rest of the project would be our next step.
Yeah,
because of duty to repair and maintenance.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We need to. We'll need to have a meeting soon, but we don't have to let that stay tonight.
There needs to be a hearing. You have a report. That's good for 10 years.
Okay.
Could I make a comment?
Yeah.
About number 8?
Sure. And say your name again, just so we have it for the record, please.
Yes. I'm Roland Funk with 1424 Kellogg Avenue in Ames. I came tonight in part because I am interested in how the Grant 5 improvements impact the proposed Ames Eastern Industrial Area. And I want to say on the record that I'm very unhappy with the City of Ames for not being more open about what's going on over here. I've talked to engineers a couple of times. I just basically want to say that, and I would like, if you can say anything about what the other improvement plans are possible for Grant 5 may impact the timing of laying the infrastructure, I would appreciate it, because the city is not loquacious whatsoever.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I will respond, Justin. While I may have named a couple of things that have changed with LOL going forward, making some announcements or partial announcements, and then also with the Alliance situation with them kind of taking under contract some track. But what I really should have said in more general terms is that the annexation of much of this land by Ames with their strong stormwater ordinance is it makes a difference, I feel, whether changes happen in 2 years or whether, you know, it's longer. But that impacted my decision, Merlin, is because they are going to require retention ponds. They are already have been notified about the main ditch and that they've got to make some changes. So there will be lots of discussion in the future as those projects come forward. I don't know anything more than you know as far as reading in the paper about that, but in general, we're a lot further when it comes to knowing what the AIMS requirements are that could impact all of this.
So you only move partially on improvements and concerts with what AIMS is planning to do?
No, this is all about the annexation. I'm responding to that, to the annexation area. The rest of, we know we've got to do the ditch. There are actually like 5 sections to this plan if you read the entire engineer's report. So this district is still looking at the Grant 5 owners are still looking at, just to clear out the ditch, maybe $600,000 or $700,000. And then you have to look at, there's some other drainage issues on the east side of this whole area we've been talking about, and that the estimations have come in over $3 million minimum. So just knowing with Ames annexing part of it that there may be some changes in plans because of that. Oh, there's Mr. Anderson.
Sorry. I was just visiting with Darren. It appears that it may be a prudent step to reject all this, the record, just since the bids have been opened and you have to reply that within a reasonable amount of time. And I think rejecting and notifying them, the reason for rejection is the project didn't go forward. So just the record to reject all this.
So the chair would entertain a motion to reject all bids because the project is not moving forward.
I would move that we reject all bids because the project is not moving forward.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Any further discussion? If not, Olson?
Aye.
Seddons?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Motion is approved. Okay. Are there any other things that you, anybody?
This is important for procedural stuff. Mm-hmm. Everything else
is just
come back.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody for coming tonight and for helping us get through by 7:30, and for all of your input. And I wish you folks well in working on the water problems that you're going to try to tackle on your own. And there's nothing else for the good of the cause, I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
I second.
Okay. Hedden?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. We stand adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody.
And thank you for getting us through this, Chair Merkin. Thank you.